The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You're listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Move through blocks and fulfill your passion and purpose. This is Stop Stopping Yourself with your host, Vincent Jenna.
Well, hello, everyone. Yes, this is Vincent Jenna, and you're listening to the Stop Stopping Yourself show, where we dive into all those aspects of your life, body, mind, and spirit that are helping you on your journey through your life, and also all the different things that may be getting in the way of that journey, the different blocks that we experience throughout our lives that actually started for us when we were younger, that we compound when we're older, and we try to just release and let go so that the essence and the authenticity of who we are can come to the surface and we can manifest all we want. Well, I'm going to be talking about a real powerful show that's coming up within for the next 4 weeks, and today we're going to be discussing it. It's about becoming a master miracle manifester. So we're going to be talking about that in just a minute, so stay tuned to that. I just want to announce a couple of things that are spectacular on my end here. We're going to have some wonderful guests coming on to the show that's coming up, including Unity's own Reverend Temple Hayes. She's going to be one of my guests, and we're going to be discussing a lot of deep things and incredible things that she's manifesting. She's unbelievable. And if you haven't listened to her show, she's on 2 hours after me. And I'm also going to be having a power 2 hour show with Dr. Dream, Kelly Walden Sullivan, who's on immediately after me. We're going to combine our forces and do a two-part show that is going to be teaching everyone how to use their dreams and intuition and guidance, internal guidance, to be able to receive all the messages that they need, all the guidance that they need, all the inspiration that they need. We have such incredible tools that we can work with, and quite honestly, the majority of us don't even take advantage of them, or we forget about them. We get caught up in this mundane world, and we go to work, and we busy ourselves, and if we take a few minutes out, we remind ourselves that we are spiritual beings too. And we think that just attacking that on a Sunday morning is enough for us to be able to fulfill our spiritual needs. But I have something that I want you to really understand, is that feeding your spiritual needs should be your greatest priority. Here's the interesting thing. Our bodies may not survive without oxygen and water and nutrition, but our souls will not survive without spiritual food and nourishment. And the spiritual food and nourishment helps us to reconnect with source, with spirit, with God, whatever you wish to call it, tap into our greatest skills and talents, and then be able to use all of that to continue in our daily physical realm and lives, as well as manifest and create our dreams and all that we wish to have here in the physical world. And so those tools are there, but we do get caught up. And that's one of the things I want to tap into for the next 4 weeks, actually, I also want to tell everybody that I'm real excited. If you happen to be anywhere in the Florida area, especially around St. Petersburg, I will be appearing there April 7th, 8th, and 9th at the First Unity Campus, Reverend Temple Hayes' center. And I'll be doing, first, I'll be doing talks on that Sunday with Reverend Temple Hayes, as well as then in the afternoon, doing one workshop, Awakening the Psychic and Medium Within. Everybody has the capacity, as we're going to be talking about today and the next 4 weeks, to tap into that ability, to that psychic and mediumship ability. It's called intuition. It doesn't make a difference. It's called the Akashic Records. It's called the collective unconscious mind. That is, Carl Jung is the one who labeled that. Or the mind of God. Whatever it is, each one of us are already tapped into it. And all you have to do is awaken those powers. So the workshop that I am doing April 7th at First Unity Campus is going to be Awaken the Psychic and Medium Within. Then the next day, Monday evening, I am going to be doing a part two to that and teaching you, as long as you've awakened your psychic ability and your connecting ability, I'm going to be teaching everybody how to connect and talk with animals. And that will be really exciting. Become your own Dr. Doolittle. And let me tell you something about these classes that I've had that are just amazing. Is everybody who winds up attending them becomes so surprised. The responses from people, it's amazing because they never expected. And these are people, not just those who have had experience either as a psychic, either as an animal communicator. I'm talking about those who have had no experience at all. They just come in. They're like very curious about trying to learn. They want to talk to their pet. They want to, you know, talk to Lulu or Ellie, Daisy, their cats. And they come in with all the hopes that they can maybe try something. And then all of a sudden, they're tapping into someone else's pet that's participating in the class, totally amazed that they've connected with this animal and that they're sharing things that they had absolutely no idea about this animal that are 100% accurate. And so when you do something like that, it raises such an unbelievable internal confidence and conscious confidence about who we are, you know, and our capacities. And so I'm always joy and excited. I'm not amazed anymore, quite honestly, because I've been doing this for such a long time now. The responses are just overwhelming, but I'm just thrilled for people when they walk out going, oh my gosh, I just spoke with her horse. Yes, horses can be pets too, and many are, especially here in North Carolina and several other parts of the world. And so they tapped in, and not only were they able to tap in and find out what's going on with their horse, they were able to tap in and find out what was going on with the owner of the horse. And they did it through the horse. You know, the horse would turn around and tell them there's a lot of anxiety going on in the house. And, you know, and so the participant is like, you know, is this true? Your horse is telling me there's anxiety going on. And, oh, yes, the owner states that there was illness in the house recently. Everybody's been upset about that. Oh, now I understand. My horse is picking that up. So people just leave overwhelmed with their own capabilities. And no matter how many times we tell everybody you're capable of all of this stuff, it's still amazing. Like, I'm going to be talking to you today about a miracle that you're going to create for yourself. You are going to create it for yourself if you follow along with me for the next 4 weeks and follow some of the tasks I give you. You're going to create a miracle. And then you're going to walk away going, I can't believe I did that. And I'm going to be telling you, I told you so. I mean, why are you still so surprised at your capacity? capacity and your ability. We were created in the image of the divine, of spirit. We were created in its image with all its abilities, with all its capacities, with its ability to create and manifest. That's built into us. So that's going to be my workshops for April 7th, 8th, and I'm also doing readings on the 8th and the 9th. So if you need to be in touch with me, go to my website at vincentjenna.com, and you can go right to that event, and you can register for any of them, and you can also register for a reading as well. So that's then. I'm really excited to be working with Temple Hayes. She's just an amazing light in this world, and I'm excited she's coming on my show. So, and we've got other incredible guests coming on. Dr. Erin from Good Morning La La Land out in L.A. is going to be joining me, and we're going to be having her on and talking about all the manifesting and incredible work that she's doing in the world today, in helping people really get on their paths and healing women and children and, I mean, everybody. So stay tuned to the Stop Stopping Your Show. Stay tuned, let me say that again, to the Stop Stopping Yourself show, and I'm going to do the best I can to stop stopping myself. So creating a miracle, become a master miracle manifester. So what is this all about? So with your help, I'm going to help you create a miracle in your life. So if there's something that you want to change or add to your life or get clarity about something, about a decision, see a dream come to fruition, get a promotion at work, or heck, get a new job, it doesn't matter. This is where you need to be for the next 4 weeks. Now, it's not going to take much of your time during the day at all. First, you listen to this for an hour, and then you'll have a simple task to do every day. But you're going to be doing this task every day. But it's simple. Here's what's going to happen. So every Wednesday for the next 4 weeks, I'm going to give you simple exercise that you'll practice each day for the full week. And like I'm saying, they're pretty simple exercises, though they may be difficult to do correctly. You want to be able to do them correctly, all right? Here's my declaration then. Within the next 4 weeks, if you follow all that I say and do with passion and belief, you'll see your desire or dream coming to pass. Suddenly and unexpectedly, over the next 4 weeks, or even possibly sooner, you will see or hear your desire begin to come to fruition. Just give me 4 weeks of your time and heart, and I'll give you the ability to create a miracle in your life. It's that simple. I've done this process before. I've done this several times with people. And again, it never ceases to get me excited that people see things coming to pass, and they're so amazed that they were able to make these things happen. But it takes focus, which is the reason why I'm doing it on the show. Yes, I know the majority of you who are listening understand about the law of attraction. But honestly, are you all manifesting every single thing you want in your life? I know I'm not. I'm going to be participating in this as well. Not only am I going to be giving it to you for the next 4 weeks, I am going to be one of the participants, okay? But it works. It's that simple. I mean, I had participated. Well, actually, my wife and I participated in the prosperity class at our spiritual center. And I really advise that if any of you, you're going to Unity or you're going to a Science of Mind center, because I know both of you are listening here, both organizations, which are fabulous New Thought organizations, or any of the other New Thought organizations, if you have the opportunity to take a prosperity class, and prosperity obviously doesn't mean just money, all right? It's prosperity in relationships, it's prosperity in career, finances, health, all those areas of your life that are important, the most important areas of your life. And so it's about abundance and gaining abundance. If you have the opportunity to take one of those classes, please do. I can Can't recommend it enough. You know, it's amazing what it does. So here, I have been doing this work for 35 years, right? So my wife and I take a prosperity class, and it's basically like creating a miracle class, which is what I'm going to be doing. I use a lot of my work that I repeat, that I've learned over the years from different courses, classes, and research that I have done, and I put the best together as best as I can. So my wife and I are taking this class, and we're talking about, you know, manifesting some money. We were, you know, in financial need at the time that we were taking this class. So, and, you know, it would have been great to be able to bring in that those finances. Unbelievable. So we're taking the class, and we have these exercises, and we're doing these exercises, and we're saying, okay, we're going to manifest. We're going to manifest financial opportunity for myself in my career. Let's just put that out there. And we were focusing on it, and we were doing these exercises. And it wasn't within a four-week period that this happened, but within the week that I started, that both my wife and I started, she was trying to manifest her things. I'm manifesting my own things, but we're working on it together. Which, if you are in a couple situation, that's one of the best things to do. And all of a sudden, my publicist, you know, calls me up and says, hey, I got you on Coast to Coast Radio AM. And Coast to Coast Radio is also one of the largest radio stations. It goes across the entire United States, as well as, and those are all FM broadcast stations, 535 affiliates, something like that. And then all the others in the other side of the world. And I'm like, oh, that's exciting. That's great. That's a wonderful opportunity for my career. So here I'm doing that. I'm on the air that week, and I'm doing an interview. And the funny thing is we have a PayPal account that is set up to give me notifications every time somebody makes a booking and makes a payment. And 2 o'clock in the morning, because Coast to Coast Radio is on from 10 p.m. until 2 a.m. Pacific time, okay? So here I am over on my end. I'm on at 2 a.m. in the morning, doing the best I can to stay awake. And all of a sudden, you know, my wife comes into my office awake. I'm like, why are you awake? You said you'd listen to the show later on, because they record the show. And she says, I couldn't sleep. The phone kept going off. We kept getting notifications of people making a booking and paying on PayPal. And it kept coming in, clink, 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 clink. So all night long, it was clinking like you can't believe. And so that night and for the next 2 days, I got over 120 bookings fully paid for readings. We went into class that following week to tell everybody the most amazing thing that had happened to us, that I wound up manifesting, is our my financial success. It helped us, obviously, financially. I mean, take 120 and multiply it by how much, you know, I charge for a reading. And that was the most amazing thing. And so anytime I had said, okay, things are low financially, let's pick up the clientele here and the readings and my opportunities, my speaking opportunities and engagements, they come in automatically. Is once you learn this the right way, once you learn how to focus on it and believe in it, you can make things happen. So then the good question is, so why aren't they happening all the time? Why do I have to focus on something? Doesn't the universe know what I need? Okay. The universe has a collective mind. And certainly spirit and God has its own mind, but it is not allowed to intercede in our lives without our intention and purposeful invitation to intercede. So Yes, it may know you need money, but it's not until you put the focus on it, until you stop distracting yourself from who you are, and with genuine belief, sincerity, authenticity, and focus, you put your energy out into the universe. The force is there. Think of Star Wars. That's the best movie that I can give you a metaphor for, because it's such a famous movie. And I was right. George Lucas, if you haven't heard this before, I know George Lucas indirectly through a business associate of mine who's a friend of his, and I was correct. George Lucas is a metaphysical and spiritual person, and Star Wars is a story about us and our relationship with the God Force. It's an elaborate story, but the characters in it, the main characters, Luke and Darth Vader, represent sides of every single human and spirit and soul, and our connection to Source and Spirit, Yoda and Obi-Wan Kenobi, and those wise ones that connect us. And what was Yoda and Obi-Wan Kenobi always teaching Luke Skywalker and Anakin Skywalker? This is like, you've got to get over your fears. You've got to take it slow. You've got to focus, and you can tap into the Force. And you can control the Force. So if you want to learn a little bit more, go learn how to become a Jedi Knight. No, you don't have to get a laser or a oh my gosh, never mind. You know the weapon they carry. My grandson will kill me that I don't remember the name of it. But saber. You don't need any of that. You need the understanding of how you can tap into the Force, and you need to get over your fears and your blockage, and you need to focus. Focus, 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 focus. We are so out of focus. And if you don't believe that, I just went out of focus trying to figure out what the name of that saber was, that the lightsaber that they always carried. So it takes focus, intention, belief. Okay, so for the next 4 weeks, listen to the exercises that I give you. Now, okay, you have to put the time in, obviously. So let's discuss that point for a minute, okay? Several people told me in the past when I did this that they wanted to do it and they wanted to start, but they ran into some time constraints. And I'm like, really? You can't take the time to create a miracle for yourself? So there are four primary reasons why you might not make the time for this, okay? One, you already have all the miracles you need. Well, I would examine that one. Then you need to be a guest on my show to help other people create their dreams. So let me know if you have all your miracles, okay? I'll put you down as one of my guests. You don't believe you can create anything. Well, if you're listening to the show, something is telling you that this is possible. If you come to Unity to listen to any of this, if you're taking any of the classes, if you're reading any metaphysical, spiritual, self-help books, something is telling you inside that this is possible. Okay. And so it's time for you to take that over and take control of it. Besides, you may be tired of being a victim in your life. Now you want to be an active participant controlling the moves. I mean, that's what you need to be able to do. A third reason why you may not participate is you're afraid you won't be able to make it happen. Well, that's one of the biggest. Self-doubt is a very normal fear. However, that speaks to a deeper issue of not believing in yourself and who you truly are. Then for sure, you need to be doing this. And listening to this show and listening to the other shows. Let's conquer that fear together, okay? And the final reason why you may not participate is you're afraid it will happen. In actuality, this act is the majority of people's fears. We would think that the doubt is the majority, but this is actually the majority. As Marianne Williamson wrote, if you've read Return to Love, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. Oh, that is so true. Admitting this gives you the responsibility of having to live up to being a co-creator with Spirit. And that scares the heck out of you. You know the saying, ignorance is bliss? Well, here is why this is a realistic fear. You've gone through life learning how to cope with what comes along, coping skills. As a psychotherapist, I used to help teach my clients who came to me coping skills so that they can cope with life and deal with the bad as well as the good that comes along. Now, if you acknowledge that you had the ability all along that you could have created it differently, right? That you didn't need to go through some of the garbage that you went through, you'd kick yourself where the sun don't shine even more than you already do, right? You know, every time something happens to me, physically, emotionally, in my life, in my career, in my relationship, I mean, one of the first things I do is, dang, I can't believe I did that. Wow. I mean, that's a natural thing to do, right? But that's also being hard on yourself and a difficult thing to do. And we don't like doing that. So what we wind up doing is passing the buck, not looking at it as self-blame, and moving beyond that. Well, we're going to talk more about this on the other side of the hour. And I want you to call in if you have any questions or concerns about this, okay? Because we're going to be taking participant calls over the next 4 weeks, and I'm going to help you through this process. But come on back to the Stop Stopping Yourself show in just a little while, and let's get deeper into this and tell you what you need to do before you participate and join us next week, okay? I'll see you back on the other side of the hour.
Discover the power within. Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
When listeners like you contribute to Unity Online Radio, you're making a positive difference in your life and the lives of other spiritual seekers. Go to unityonlineradio.org and click on Donate to make a one-time donation. Or sign up for monthly contributions. Thank you for your support.
Here's a Unity Teachable Moment with Reverend Blair Tabor from Unity San Diego, taken from a talk called Sacred Service, The Ultimate Spiritual Growth.
Who we are and who we perceive ourselves to be as human beings is just such a small part of who we are as spiritual beings. You know, remember the phrase that I like, you know, Emily Cady says, God did not make you to be spiritual pygmies, but spiritual giants. You know, and do we live as if we're spiritual giants? No, we don't. We live as if we're, you know, weak human beings. You know, we're spiritual giants. We need to live that way in our lives. So we have to let go of the ego. It's a challenge because we spent so much energy and focus on our ego, on dressing a certain way and talking a certain way and looking a certain way and aligning ourselves in certain ways to uphold that ego identity. But as we're willing to let that go, let it be permeable to Spirit, then what we find is we're connected to that infinite oneness that is God.
To find a Unity Church near you, visit unity.org.
Join spiritual teacher and author Suzanne Giesman for a transformational retreat April 11th to the 14th at Unity Village in Kansas City.
The whole purpose of this retreat, 3 nights, 4 days of celebrating together, a group of kindred spirits gathered on these holy grounds to celebrate who we are, to realize, to feel it, to experience that we are sacred.
For more information on the Holy You Retreat, visit unity.org and click events.
Since 1924, Daily Word has offered inspiration and practical teachings through daily prayer messages to help people of all faiths live happy, healthy lives. The magazine includes 2 months of daily affirmations, messages, articles, and spiritual poetry to help you get inspired. Subscriptions are available for print editions in large type and Spanish, as well as the digital subscription package that includes the online magazine with audio, smartphone app, and daily email. Get your subscription today. Visit dailyword.com or unity.org.
Discover the wisdom of Charles Fillmore and other legendary Unity teachers with Reverend Bob Brock and Unity Classic Radio. Every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Central, Bob shares original radio transcripts from the Unity Archives with Truth students worldwide. Explore these timeless teachings and learn how to apply them to your life today. Listen live or on demand. You can also connect with Reverend Bob on his Unity in Action Facebook page. Tune in every Tuesday here on UnityOnlineRadio.org.
Call now with your question or comment. 816-251-3555. That's 816-251-3555.
Welcome back to Stop Stopping Yourself with Vincent Jenna.
All right, so here I am, Vincent Jenna, and we were talking about the next 4 weeks. We're going to be teaching you how to become a master at manifesting a miracle. You're actually going to manifest a miracle. Let's get this clear now. If you just joined us, for the next 4 weeks, I am teaching a master class in manifesting. And in actuality, it's not just a class that you'll be taking away the tools. You will have also taken away a success. We're going to manifest, help you manifest an actual desire, whether it be a piece of guidance, something you actually want to have happen, a new job, a new home, a new car, a new boyfriend, a new girlfriend, a new husband, wife, I don't care, new health, no matter what it is you want to manifest, we're going to focus on that one particular thing, and we're going to make it happen in the next 4 weeks. So if you have 4 weeks of your time, an hour listening to the show, and then a daily simple practice, then you are going to manifest that miracle. And if you don't need to manifest any miracles, please write me so that I can have you as a guest on this show, because you need to be teaching it better than me, because I still need to manifest some miracles for myself. So we were just talking about the four reasons as to why you might not participate in this. And one, it's because you already have all the miracles you need, which I said, really. Two, you don't believe you can create anything. Well, let's change that attitude. Let's change it together, okay, over the next 4 weeks. Three, you're afraid you won't be able to make it happen, all right? Self-doubt. Self-doubt is normal. It appears in almost every single thing that we do. It can be healthy, but let's conquer that fear as well. And the fourth one is that you're afraid you will make it happen. And as Marianne Williamson so beautifully quoted, is that we are afraid of our power and not our inadequacy. And so again, I was just on that part where, when you know that you have manifested everything in your life, it really does give you a full responsibility, not only of what you can create for yourself, but what you already have created for yourselves. And that's the hardest part, because the majority of people out there can look back in their lives and see some things as an adult that you didn't like have happened, whether it be a serious accident in some way, or a relationship failure, or a loss of finances and home, or illness of any kind. We are really hard on ourselves whenever we make those things happen. However, if we can just get over that and learn how to create a better life, right, then you can stop those things from happening and at least deter them and make them less crises and traumas. All right. Yes, we live in a physical world. You're driving a car, you're going to get a flat tire sometime or another, but you don't have to end up in a 6-car pile up on the highway. All right. I absolutely, truly believe that. And that is the promise of life anyway. So because spirit and God and all that and the universe supports us, it supports us, it helps us, it wants this to happen. As a matter of fact, it was spirit that told me to do this show. And so do this next four-week miracle making. So if spirit is telling me that, let spirit tell you to participate. So here is what you need to do if you are going to participate. So I really want to be able to get participants who will also call in and share their weekly experience. And again, you can do this anonymously. And anybody right now, as a reminder, you can call right now at 816-251-3555 if you have any questions about this course that we're doing over the next 4 weeks. Please call in. If you have any concerns, if you have any, and even if you can't make 1 week and listening, remember, you download the podcast and then you can continue. So don't use time as a constraint. Never use time as a constraint, because every time you complain about time, you just wasted some time complaining about it, and you could have used that time to create the miracle. There is always time. It is the funniest thing. We have 24 hours in a day, and we're constantly thinking and saying, oh, I wish I had more time. And if we had more time, we'd have this same complaint. So it doesn't matter how much time we have. It makes a difference what you do with that time. There is so much time that we waste, and I'm not saying that you need to run around every single moment doing something for 24 hours straight, and that's including your sleep time too. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about really having time. If you really think about it, if you were to write down moment for moment what you were doing, you would find all these extra moments in your day. The moment that, how long did it take you to walk over, make a cup of coffee, or get on the phone with a friend, and instead of talking for a half hour because you had nothing else to do, you talked for an hour and 45 minutes. All of that, you can squeeze in little moments of growth time, especially since this is some of the most important work that we are doing for yourself. This isn't a luxury that we're talking about. Creating a miracle for yourself is not a luxury. It's a necessity. Because when you can create a miracle, you can create everything you want. And what is a miracle anyway? You know, we like to think of those miracles as those impossibilities that happen that have something to do with a higher force or deity that affected it in some way. You know, something unexpected but sacred and blessed and holy that has happened to us. Well, that happens every single day of our lives. The moment you open your eyes, it's a miracle, because we are miracles of life. The moment you've accomplished anything, said anything, did anything, had fun, had joy, went to see your grandkids, hugged them, you know, said I love you to your husband, your wife, your partner, whoever it is, that's a miracle right there. So let's de-emphasize the word miracle and not look at it as impossibility. Look at it as a possibility of every single moment of your life. So I'm talking about creating something that's already possible, not something that's impossible. And that's the attitude we have to have towards it. So this is what I need you to do if you are going to participate. For all those who are listening now, first of all, thank you for listening. And do me a favor, thank yourselves for taking the time to listen, because you're really not doing me any favors by coming here. Yes, okay, so if I have listeners, I get to do a radio show. Okay, but if I, you know, how does that improve the quality of my life personally? I get it joy out of helping, and it's fulfilling in my dream. But this show is for you and about you. All of the Unity shows are about you and for you. It's why all these luminaries want to be here. You know, this isn't American Idol trying to fulfill a fantasy we had when we were a little kid. Oh, I want to be a star and a singer. Even though that's okay, these shows are about helping you fulfill your life. Think about that for a moment. So if you're listening then, okay, just realize you can download these as well and hold them with you and practice, okay? So here we go. Here is what I need you to do. First of all, I need you to take this seriously and really want something to happen. So don't do it just for fun or just, oh, let's see if this really works. Don't test the waters. Do it because you want to do it and you want to, you're at least willing to give it a concerted effort. So that's one requirement that I'm asking you to have to participate in this, okay? The second one is you need to create and write down a desire statement. The desire statement is what you want to have happen. It's a concisely written description of what you want to have happen by the end of this week, okay, as well as the end of the 4 weeks that we're working on this, okay? Again, because the reason why I say this week is don't give it a limit. It can only happen within the next 4 weeks. It can happen earlier than that. It can happen as soon as you get off this call and you start thinking about something because you're already in the mode of wanting to manifest. If you're an instant manifester, you'll at least find that out. It can happen really quick, but give it the 4 weeks, okay? So you want this to happen in 4 weeks. And so write down a description of exactly what you want to have happen. Okay. It could be for clarity about a decision again that you need to make, a job opportunity. If you're selling a house, it could be about wanting to sell your house. Anything, just make it clear and don't be afraid. Write it as I want. That's what I want this time around. I want you to actually write, I want. This is what I want. The more detailed your desire statement is, the more chance there is of something happening for it. Just make it reasonable, okay? Winning the lottery may be beyond the scope of a four-week miracle over here, even though it is possible, but understand something about the lottery, people. Every game of chance that we have created here on Earth, we created an unconscious, soulful understanding to go along with that game of chance, is that everybody has an equal playing field. Nobody has more advantage than another person. So just think about it. Everybody who's buying a lottery ticket isn't doing it just for the heck of buying a lottery ticket. Every single person is putting in the same intention. They all want to win that lottery. And right now, the Powerball is up to over $700 million. And as soon as the show is over, by the way, I'm going out. And as long as I'm talking about manifesting a miracle, I'm going out and buying a lottery ticket. Would be fabulous if we were able to manifest that. But you know what? Money comes in all different ways. And yes, people have won certain amounts of lottery. So for example, they have a $2,000 bill that they weren't expecting, and all of a sudden insurance company or somebody sent them a bill for $2,000, a visit to the doctor's office, whatever. And they just went out that day and said, listen, I need the money, whatever it is, wherever it comes from. And boom, they hit a couple of numbers and they won $2,000 and the bill was paid. Okay. I have not in the history of doing this heard anybody win $700 million by manifesting it. It usually is a quick pick number. Okay. And a quick pick number can be controlled by you, right? Right. So put it out there, but let's just make this particular exercise reasonable. I know we're unlimited beings, which means we're capable of manifesting everything. Well, we're going to have a hard time then because there's a lot of people listening to this radio show and who want to manifest the winnings. And if we all do win, we're each going to get a dollar anyway. So that's the other reason why there can't be an upper hand in winning anything. thing, winning. I'm not talking about manifesting a wonderful job that you can do. I'm not talking about manifesting your dream that you can do, but nobody should be dreaming about winning money anyway. Remember, Jesus said you can only have one God, money or God. Abundance comes with what you're doing. All right, so remember that part. So be reasonable and write down and create a really good desire statement. So it may be something like this. I want my literary agent to find one of the best publishers for my book who is interested in publishing my book. A publisher that is in the best and highest interest for not only my book, for me, and for the public who's going to receive my book. And I want this to happen ASAP, tomorrow. Okay? That's actually my manifesting, by the way. I'm going to put that down as my dream, as my desire statement for the next 4 weeks. All right, so it has to be something that clear. The more clear it is, the more focused it is. We have a habit of taking our creative energy and throwing it out into the universe like a floodlight rather than a spotlight. And so it gets diluted. So if I turned around and said, I want my book to be published, boom. Well, you can have a book published in several different ways. Maybe all of a sudden I get an email to publish it myself on Amazon. Maybe I get another notification on self-publishing. Or maybe a very small startup company is thinking about publishing my book and coming to me and saying, but it's going to cost me this and that and this and that in order to publish it. That's not exactly how I want it published. I want it traditionally published by a company that is going to be worthy enough and reasonable enough to get my book out into the public, into all aspects, all corners. So I have to be more specific with my desire and want. So be specific with your desire and want. Oh, and here's this too. Be careful when you ask for money, because money could be another thing. I have bills to pay. I want money. Three times in my life, I was in a financial bind. And I wanted, well, two times was a financial bind. The third time was I wanted out of the job I was doing. All three times I was in an automobile accident that wasn't my fault. Okay. So I wasn't held responsible for it. So I didn't lose anything. All three times I was injured and taken out of my job. And all three times there was a settlement for my injury in order to help me. So it paid the bills. But boy, did I have to go through such frustrating pain in order to deal with that nonsense. So be careful the way you ask for something. And believe me, it's not God or the universe that made the accident happen. It's me randomly throwing the energy out there to start with. So I manifested, but I didn't necessarily manifest in a positive way, even though it was a positive outcome. I could have gone without the back problems and the neck problems and the double vision problems, okay? So be careful the way you ask for something, because you can manifest it any way you want. All right. Then for the next 5 days, all right, before we start the actual class next week, okay, I want you to pay attention to any changes that may have taken place already just from writing down your desire statement. Jot down the notes. Were there some messages that you received randomly? So say you were looking for a relationship. All right. All of a sudden, were there people who started flirting with you or that you were coming in contact with that seemed that would be an interesting person to possibly date? I mean, jot those things down. This is very important, because when you start jotting things down, you're paying attention to your environment. You're paying attention to the signs around you, and you can actually make more things happen by paying attention. Okay, so you're going to write down your desire statement. You're going to focus on it every single day for the next week. You're going to write down anything that you notice happening within the next week just from having written it down. Okay. And finally, you have to commit to completing this entire 4-week exercise. All right. If you stop midway, you'll never know if something great could have happened for you. And I'm not going to disrupt your day with crazy requests. Believe me, there's going to be simple requests just like this one that I just gave you about writing the desire statement. So I'm not going to make it difficult for you to participate. So give it a full 4 weeks. So you see, that's how simple it is. All right. And wouldn't it be great to finally tap into that capacity of your life? You know, ask friends and family to listen in as well. The more people you get to participate and create a miracle here and manifesting this miracle, the more powerful this will be. It happens in numbers. That's why prayer works. Prayer, we pray for people. We pray for the universe. We pray for the earth and peace and things like that. And because we do it together, there's more power in that. Remember, this realm was created and for us to be here together, all right, to be here together to experience unity. And there is power in unity and numbers. We came from that. We're going back to that. We came from a source. We came from a connection that we had. We're still connected, even though we're living individually expressed lives here on Earth, divine lives here on Earth. It seems like we're separated, but we're not. So the more people that you can get excited about this and involved in this, even the more people that you can get to listen to these shows, all right? And it's unbelievable the power that that has, not just for the universe, but for you as well. Think about that. Remember, you can watch a wonderful movie by yourself and have a good time. You can go out to a dinner and treat yourself to something special by yourself and have a good time. You can go to a concert. You can go to a lecture. You can read a book. All the things that you can do individually that you can have a good time with, the moment you add others to each of those experiences, you have even more of a good time. Because not only do you experience your own joy, you get to experience other people's joy too. So don't be afraid to share this with others. Don't be afraid to let people know what you're doing. Yeah, people may think, oh, you're crazy. Life is random. Everything just happens to us. Just be lucky. Be lucky you're alive. I mean, yeah, that's the victim mentality. And if you're participating and listening here, or if you download this podcast, you're beyond the victim mentality. At least you want to be. So be in the mentality of being a master manifester. So yes, for the next 4 weeks, we're going to try to manifest a miracle. But I want you to go beyond that. The whole reason for manifesting this very small miracle in 4 weeks is, number one, we're showing you different steps to take in doing this. Number two, we're showing you how focusing a time period on this can still make things happen. And most importantly, you'll be gaining tools to be able to do this in all aspects of your life. Because if you really think about it, any of the courses that we take on manifesting, you're going to hear similar things that I've said. Write down a desire statement. And next week's exercise, you'll see what that entails and how simple that is and the way you have to read that desire statement, right? And it puts it out there as, here are your tools. But what's interesting about life and maybe some of the things that I don't agree with on the concept of the here and now, only some things. I do believe in focusing on the here and now so that you can enjoy every single moment, but you can't lose the concept that we have a limited time here. We set that up. Maybe it used to be that we were on the earth for 500 years at a time. God knows I don't want to be here 500 years at a time. Oh, forget it. So we have a limited time. Whatever your limit is, there's a certain amount of things you want to be able to get done. And so maybe if we take a little bit more focus and intention and a little bit more passion, we can get those things done when we want to get them done. Because here's what I believe about everything in divine timing. If we are part of the Creator, and we co-create with Spirit and God, then isn't divine timing our timing as well? Think about that. Did Spirit set this all up and we're just playing out what Spirit has already created for us? Then that's in Spirit's timing. Or did Spirit give us the capacity to create our own timing and our own experiences, whatever we want? Isn't that what Spirit created for us? Then the timing is now, and the timing is when you want it. And by using Spirit's guidance, it will get you to create and manifest the things done in your best timing. So go through these next 4 weeks with that intention. In 4 weeks, you're going to create a miracle for yourself. And then for the rest of your life, you're going to create the journey you want. Thank you for joining me today. In the last couple of seconds, I'm excited about you returning. Bring everybody back with you. And please, next week, start calling so that we can discuss any issues or problems you may be having or sharing with us the magnificent miracle you've already created. So this is the Stop Stopping Yourself show. I'm your host, Vincent Jenna. Join us every week on your journey to creating the best life you can. God bless everybody. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Hey, it's Radley Valentine. Join me for a brand new way of connecting with your angels on my new podcast, The Angel Tarot Show. Each week, you'll meet your angelic guides and guardians and find new ways to unlock unconditional love, tune into your intuitive abilities, and create the joy-filled life that, well, you've always wanted. Plus, you'll get a useful and timely energetic weather report bringing you guidance for the coming week. Tap into the healing, hope, and guidance that's all around you on the Angel Tarot Show, exclusively on mindbodyspirit.fm.